Psalms 55, 22. Psalms 55, 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I'll read it one more time. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And this morning we're going to talk about dealing with the difficulties of life. Dealing with the difficulties of life. Let's pray, and then you may be seated. Dear Father, Lord God, we ask you, Lord, that you'd come now, meet with us, Father, this morning, and help us, Lord, to pay attention for about the next 20 minutes here about this subject line of dealing with the difficulties of life. Father, I believe it's very important. I believe there's something that can be a help here. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Dealing with difficulties is simply a part of life here on earth. It's just the way it is. There's always going to be difficulties. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be things that come up. What a person does with these difficulties and hardships that come can either make or break you as an individual. I think it's very important that we deal with them in the right way, and it's not always easy to do. It's much easier to say. But some people encounter tough times and they let it make them bitter. They get sour about it, you know, bitter. They become cold towards the Lord. They become cold towards those that are around them, friends and family even. They become just isolated almost to others. Yet some deal with some of the same type of trials. And here's what they do. They become better Christians because of it. And that's really what you've got to decide is, when something comes my way that I don't want to have to deal with, but I have no choice and I have to deal with it, you can either become cold towards others, you can become bitter about it towards God, or you can let it make you a better Christian. That's the key. Now listen, I don't know why sometimes God allows some things to happen that he does. Some difficulties come, I think, as a result of someone's sin. Maybe their own, or maybe someone else's sin. Maybe it's because of a result of a poor decision someone made. And then there's difficulties that also come with no exact explanation as to why. They just come. I do not know why, but I do know that God always has a reason. God always has a reason. Don't know what the reason is sometimes, but I know that God makes no mistakes. He makes no mistakes. Someone might wonder why they might have suffered a heart attack. Don't know. But God didn't make a mistake, I know that. Why am I struck with a disease of some kind? I don't know. But God doesn't make any mistakes. Why did one of my loved ones die in an accident of some kind, a car accident perhaps? I don't know. Except I will say God makes no mistakes. God will help you deal with the difficulty or the hardship that comes in your life if you will turn to him and trust him. He'll help you. Sometimes young people can say that they can't become, or will say they just aren't going to become a good Christian because they're having to deal with adult size problems in their life. Well, sometimes that happens. But a person's age has nothing to do with the difficulty that comes their way and how they respond to it. And if you're a young person, you're listening to me, and you should be if you're in here, dealing with real life difficulties, you can still be a victorious, successful Christian in your life, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. You can still have the victory. You can still trust God like anybody else. Maybe it's a problem at home. Maybe you're dealing with your parents. Maybe they got a divorce. Maybe there's a death in the family. Maybe something else. So, well, that's too heavy for me. I'll just throw it to the wind anyway. If God loved me, He wouldn't let this happen. Hey, listen. God never gives anybody a burden that they cannot carry. The Bible is very clear about that. Any burden that we get, God knows we can carry it. In fact, God knew before He even created you that you would encounter these trials, and He knew that you could carry them if you'd respond in the right way. You see, God's antidote for these difficulties in life or hardships is found in God Himself. And what I want to do this morning is give you some points, about five of them, to help illustrate the type of relationship that I believe God wants each and every one of us to have in our lives. Number one, when we are born, we are totally dependent upon another human being. When we are born, we are totally dependent upon another human being. At birth, you have no choice but to rely on somebody else. No baby comes out of the womb and sits up and speaks up and says, I'm going to be a self-made man. And no, they're just crying. They're totally dependent on somebody else to take care of everything. We're forced to completely rely upon another human being in order to survive. In most cases, it'll be our mom or dad. Perhaps someone else, but most likely someone who loves us enough to protect us, to meet our needs. When I was a child, I was dependent upon my parents to provide food, shelter, clothing, all of those things. I looked to them for guidance and protection, sought encouragement from them, sought answers for life's problems from them, all of those things. When I had trouble with something, I knew I could go directly to my mom or dad to help me try to resolve my issue. Now, this is a natural dependence, and it was initiated by God, and it created a special bond for me, between me and my parents, but for everybody between them and their caretaker, most likely their parents in most cases. But it creates a special bond. God initiated it for that reason. Now, as I grew older, God began to teach a valuable truth about my relationship with my parents. There would always be a special bond that would never go away, but guess what? I wouldn't always be dependent upon my parents for everything. And that's the way it should be for everybody, amen. The dependence part of the relationship would change. And this can bring me to the next point, number two. God's plan is that we eventually transfer our dependence Him. God's plan is that we eventually transfer our dependence to Him. God wants you and I to be dependent upon Him. That's what He wants. He wants us to transfer our dependence to Him. Let me explain. I've got five children. Five precious, lovely, wonderful children whom I love very much. Now, God gave me five brats and, five kids, sorry. And my wife and I work very hard to teach them how to do right, how to act right, how to be respectful, how to obey us, how to respect us, and so forth. This may sound a little self-serving, but the truth is, we're not doing that just for ourselves. We're doing that to teach them. Because one day, if they learn how to obey us, guess what? They can learn how to obey God. And that's the key. So any parent who's teaching and training their child is truly teaching them to learn to obey God one day. I'll give you an example. My son Jonathan's pretty much out of my home. He lives with me just a few months out of the year, has for years now. Lives away from me for basically 9 months or so. He's doing that which is right, and I've taught him to do, even outside of my presence. But it's not because he fears dad anymore. Because he's old enough, he could go off and do his own thing if he wanted to. But it's because he fears God. Amen. That's how it's supposed to work, because he fears God. See, children may fear their parents, and they should. They're teaching them to do that which is right. But at some point in time, guess what? When they're 19 and 20 and 21, they're in that transition stage where their dependence isn't going to be on their parents so much anymore, and maybe not even at all at that point, depending on what they're doing. But now they've got to get their dependence upon God. And so now what's going to cause them to obey God? Well, hopefully because they learned how to obey mom and dad. So when I was teaching and training my kids to obey me, they were learning how to obey God and learning how to fear God, which means to respect Him, just like they should fear their parents and respect them. That's what that is. So there's the key. Now one day the rest of my children will be out of my home and on their own, hopefully. And at some point, there must be a transfer of dependence upon me to a transfer of dependence by them, I'm talking about, to God. So then they're no longer dependent upon me, but then they become dependent upon God. That's the key, parents. And that's what we're after. It's important. When my daughters leave one day, they'll no longer be required to obey me. It will be just them and God. Not only do I want to prepare my children to obey God when they get older, but I want them to depend, to rely upon God on their own when they're out there. This means at some point there must be a transfer of dependence from me to God. And at some point my children must have the faith then to bring their difficulties and problems in life directly to God. Directly to God. That's been number three. Number three, God earnestly wants to bear your burdens. God earnestly wants to bear your burdens. That's what He wants. Look at our verse that we looked at. Psalms 55:22. Look what it says. Cast thy burden upon who? The Lord, right? And He shall what? Sustain thee. Right? He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. God didn't intend for you to solely depend upon human beings for the rest of your life. That's not what God intended for you to do. At some point, God expects you to mature and start putting your dependence upon Him. If I have something I can't handle, I don't go to my parents and say, listen, can you help me out with this? If I have a bill that I may not have money for, I don't go to my parents and say, listen, could you spot me about $500? And, no. I might have done that when I was 16 or 17, but I don't do that now. Because who am I going to take it to if I can't pay the bill? There's only one person I can take it to. God. Say, God, I got a bill here. I got a medical bill. I got a dentist bill. I got those coming out of my ears now. All these kids are getting all this dental work done. Hey, I need some money to pay this stuff. Because they're wanting to do more work than what I can pay for. And I got insurance. That's how bad it is. I didn't turn to anybody else. I just simply would turn to God and say, hey, help me pay this bill if I cannot pay it. And that's what we need to learn to do. Dependence upon God. What does God want? He wants, of course, a special bond with Him, the same way that was created between you and your parents. That's what He wants. He wants us to truly depend and lean upon Him for everything. That's what He wants. But we're trusting in ourselves. We're trusting in somebody else all the time. We're always trusting in some other human being, and what happens is we're going to be let down. And it's not always going to be taken care of, because other human beings can't always take care of everything. So at some point, you're going to have to lean on God and learn to lean on Him. So, oftentimes we fail to lean on Him when difficulties arrive in our lives. Instead, we look for some man to help solve the problems that sometimes only God can solve. Once you're hit with a hardship of some kind, whether financial, whether a medical problem, whatever else, once you're hit with a hardship of some kind, what we need to do is we need to turn to God and depend upon Him to deliver, because there's going to be times when He's the only one that's got the answer. Financially, we have a tendency to want to look to somebody else to pay our bills all the time. Look to God to help pay your bills, because here's what happens. Something else happens. You get a medical problem of some kind, or you get some other hardship happens, or some other thing goes on. That's not something that somebody that's just got a lot of money can answer for you. What are you going to do then? Sometimes certain things are only in the hand of God and only by His grace. And if you don't depend upon Him, what are you going to do? Who are you going to turn to? A wealthy friend or parent isn't going to be able to help you out if it's something that only the hand of God can touch and take and make better. So you better start learning to depend upon God for everything. Because when that day comes, hey, listen, the Bible talks about the day of evil that comes. And I think at some point in people's Christian life, there always comes a day of evil. It comes, and what I mean by that and what the Bible, I believe, means by that is there's always a day when it looks like there's no other answer. Like you've just got such a difficulty, you won't be able to overcome it. But when that day comes, you better be ready to depend upon God if you're going to overcome it. Because when you overcome it, it'll pass. And you'll move on, and you can respond in one or two ways. You can either become a better Christian because of it, or you can become somebody who's bitter against God and others and becomes cold-hearted and cold towards others. You better learn to depend upon God, because you're going to need Him. Number four, as an individual, you must choose to become dependent upon God. As an individual, you must choose to become dependent upon God. As sad as it may be, I know of full-grown adults who have never transferred their dependence from their parents. They've depended on them for everything. And they might be 50 years old. They depend on them, take care of everything. Got a problem? Except mom and dad take care of it. They always have. You want to call an individual like that? They never grew up. They never grew up. They never took the responsibilities of life on for themselves. And they've got to get to the point where they transfer that dependence from them, from their parent, I mean, to God. Now, many times the first place we go when we have a problem is to another human being. And don't misunderstand me. I don't think it's wrong to seek help from others. But the first place we ought to always take any difficulty or hardship or whatever that arrives in our life is to God. To God. Because don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying, oh, you with a health problem, forget the doctors, just go pray to God and He'll heal you. No. The doctors can help make you better. But I'd turn to God before I turn to anybody. There's nothing wrong sometimes with looking for some other help somewhere, but did you turn to God first? Here's the thing I find a lot, is when I take a problem to God, He gives me an answer, but listen, He doesn't usually just drop something from heaven into my lap. Often what He does is He works through another human being to provide it or to give the answer for it. And that's what He does. But I didn't turn to the human being first, I turned to God first. Then God made it very clear to me that, hey, He's working through this human being here, this person, whoever it may be, to do something for me. And I'm not talking about me crawling to somebody and begging them for something, please give it to me. No, what I'm saying is God, listen, He uses somebody else to provide something. And you just may never know. We never know how it's going to happen. The busting into the basement again. It's what? Oh, could be. Could be. So, here's the thing. We have to make sure that we depend upon God for everything first and foremost. And we've got to make sure that we're praying to Him like we should. Make sure we get counsel from somebody else who's a little wiser than we are about some area that we have a difficulty in. Make sure that we're dealing the things that we need to do in order to be able to get it done. That's important. We have to have times when we take it directly to God and without fail depend upon Him to provide. And the truth of the matter is, He can do it, folks. I tell you, years ago, I had a bill I needed to pay, and I needed so much money, and I just didn't have the money for it, and I had gotten some extra work. At that time, I used to clean carpets and so forth. Back in those days, I had a truck-mounted carpet steam cleaner, and I was doing a job out of the place, and I think it was the guy who was going to pay me like $150 for doing these carpets for him, or somebody. It was a big house out in the Pheasant Run area. And anyway, he was getting this house ready. They were moving in from another house or something, and I'm in there cleaning, and this guy's out there with a chainsaw. You know, he's the owner of the home, and I didn't know what he was doing. He's out there cutting some branches off. Well, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was cutting a branch off like right over my truck, and I wasn't out there, but limb fell right on my truck, put a nice big dent in the side of it. That was an old truck, but he come in and told me about it. I was like, oh, okay. And when we got all done, he squared up with the thing. He said, listen, he said, why don't you run and get an estimate on that and tell me how much it is? And so I run right down the road, got an estimate in the shop, told him exactly what I wanted, and was just a quick estimate on this for somebody. They gave me one. It was like $375, $350, something like that. I brought it back to him. I thought, well, he's probably going to have to turn this into his insurance. He just added it to the check. He said, here you go. He said, I'll just pay you for it. Now, it was an old truck. I didn't care about getting that dent fixed. I just left the dent. But guess what? I discovered I had the money for the bill I needed. What do you got to do? You just got to depend upon God. Who would have figured that's going to happen? I mean, you couldn't have planned that any better. Oh, he's cutting tree limbs. I think I'll park right under here so he'll get me. That was, I parked where he told me to park. You know, why in the world would he be cutting a limb off right above my truck? I mean, bless God, he knows I'm there. But I was just dependent upon God, and hey, I don't know this guy from Adam, but God used him to provide me the money I needed. But you just got to depend upon God. And that's what we have to do sometimes. Number five, let me give you the fifth one, last one. Number five, for people with difficulties, the time to depend upon God is right now. Right now. That is the time to depend upon God right now. Don't wait. So, well, I'm going to ask a few other people, and then, well, then if I can't get an answer there, I'll go ahead and go to God. No, you better go to God right away and pray. You better ask God right away for an answer. You better ask God for His help right away with the difficulty that you're facing. Young people with adult difficulties, the time to depend upon God is right now. Right now. While your hardship comes at an early age for some, I do not know. But the time to depend upon God is right now. Perhaps God wants to help you mature a little bit. Amen. That might be. I don't know. It'd probably help. But if you've lost a loved one, and I don't know why that happens sometimes, but I do know God doesn't make any mistakes. But it may be that God wants to use that to try to help you become closer to Him. And He wants to try to have you draw yourself to Him, and He wants to draw you to Himself. And that's what maybe what He's looking for. I don't know. Maybe you lost a parent at an early age. So how is all these things possible? How can this happen? Well, Psalm 68:5, let's look at that. As a matter of fact, we're close enough to it. We're just about done. Psalm 68:5 in your Bibles. Just a few pages to the right of where you're at, really. Psalm 68:5. Now, God can fill the need that's there no matter what it is. If you're a young person or whatever, if you're He can fill it. Look at this. Verse 5, Psalm 68. Here's what He is. Amen. A father of the fatherless. So, boy, I'm a kid. I lost my dad. Or I don't have a dad. Or whatever. He's a father of the fatherless. He can become your dad. Oh, I know it may not seem like the same, but if you develop the kind of relationship with him, you can. It sure will help. He's a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows. Oh, I lost my husband early in life. What will I ever do? Wait a minute. Let God become your husband. Let him be a father to the fatherless. Let him become your husband, because he's a judge of the widows. Is God in his whole habitation? Hey, he'll take care of you. He'll provide for you if you'll just depend on him. Because here's what God wants to fulfill: the biggest void that the fatherless have, and that's to provide a father to them. Amen. According to that verse. And notice that God not only provides us, but personally fills the void himself by becoming the father that the fatherless need to have. There's nothing wrong with going to God and asking him to fill a void in your life caused by some difficulty that's come your way. It's just the way it is. Many years ago, I would have some difficulties come into my life, and it seemed at times that there was no one to turn to help me deal with those difficulties. But after searching for someone to help me fill a void one time years ago, I realized that the best someone to turn to would be God himself. And when I did, he filled the void. We have to learn to depend upon God. From that time forward, I've tried to vow to do my best to make him always my confidant in all things. I haven't always succeeded as well as I'd like to, but I try my best to always make sure I'm depending upon him first and foremost for all things. Now he's the one to run to first when I have a problem I have to deal with. When difficulty arises in my life, he's the best one to help resolve it. I believe that this is the type of relationship that God wants to have with us as his children. That's the type of God wants your relationship and my relationship with him to be more real than any human relationship that you have right now. God wants us to give our needs, our cares, our burdens, our desires, our dreams, our difficulties, our hardships to him. We can truly trust God with complete dependence if we do. And that's what God wants. So here's the question. Are you depending upon God like you should to deal with your difficulties in your life? Folks, a lot of you have them. A lot of you have them. And you'll keep having them. So I don't have any right now. That's fine. Next week's coming. You never know. You never know. You never know. I mean, you don't have any idea what will happen throughout the course of a day. And the thing is that at the snap of a finger, your life can be changed like that. And all of a sudden, you're deep into it. And you don't know what to do. Better turn to God. Better trust him. Better start developing that relationship with him now. Let's stand to our feet.